Hello, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Worldwide History Podcast. My name is Varner Hozier, and I'll be your host today. This is the podcast where we cover everything from around the world, from Indus River Valley civilizations to dynasties. In today's videos, we'll be talking about the plague affecting Europe, the gold salt trade in West Africa, and the Great Schism. The Black Death was a devastating global epidemic of bubonic plague that struck Europe and Asia in the mid-1300s. The plague arrived in Europe in October 1347 when 12 ships from the Black Sea docked at the Sicilian port of Messina. People gathered on the docks were met with a horrifying surprise. Most sailors aboard the ships were dead, and those still alive were gravely ill and covered in black boils that oozed blood and pus. Sicilian authorities hastily ordered the fleet of dead ships out of the harbor, but it was too late. Over the next 5 years, the Black Death would kill more than 20 million people in Europe, almost one-third of the continent's population. Before the ships pulled up into Messina, the Black Death was already making its way through trade routes in Europe. It was known as the Great Pestilence. The most common known symptom of the Black Death was large swellings, either on the groin or under the armpit, some comparable to that size of the armpit. Other symptoms include fever, chills, vomiting, diarrhea, terrible aches and pains, and then death. The Black Death was carried by fleas, which were carried on top of rats. This is how the whole event transpired. The rats went onto trading ships and were then carried to Europe. At the time, no one knew how the plague was being spread around. As a result, people began using all sorts of crude methods to try and prevent from the plague. Usually unlicensed physicians called plague doctors believed that the plague was being spread through bad air, quote unquote bad air. They developed these masks shaped like a bird's beak in order for them to stick aromatic herbs inside of them to give them something nice to smell. They believed that this would ward off the bad air which was spreading the plague. These plague doctors were usually unlicensed physicians, or ones with relatively little experience. A lot of them were simply being used as a way in order to tally up how many people were died. As an act of mass hysteria, a lot of people started to flee from where they came from in order to escape the plague. Unknowingly, this caused them to spread the disease even further into the other nations of Europe. The Black Death did not just affect humans, it also affected cows, sheep, goats, pigs, and chickens, causing food shortages and wool shortages. Many people believed that the plague was an act of punishment from God. They believed that if they got rid of troublemakers or heretics in their communities they referred to as Jews, they believed that God would forgive them and save their lives. As a result of this, many thousands of Jews were massacred in 1348 and 1349. The mass terror of the plague caused a mass breakdown of society. By the early 1350s, the plague had run its course through Europe, leaving one-third of the population left. In our day and age, we often see salt and overlook it. It's something that we see so often, we don't even take the time to think about where it comes from or how important it is to us in our daily lives. On the other hand, gold, which is something we don't often see lying around all the time, we treat it more preciously. In ancient West Africa, you can kind of say things were in reverse. They had a lot of gold laying around, and there was so much of it to them, it didn't even seem like it was special. On the other hand, they didn't have a lot of salt. One of the most famous trading kingdoms was Ghana. While Ghana in and of itself was not involved in trading, they played an integral role on the trade. The South Africa had abundance of gold, while the North had salt mines. Ghana acted as a sort of safe trade place. They had a very strong military and would protect the trades to make sure nothing goes awry. In order to gain a profit from this, they had a tax on a percentage, or rather on the trades. As news about this new trading system reached the east coast of Africa, everyone wanted to join in. Large caravans or trains of camels carrying goods moved across the desert to Ghana in order to trade. The king of Ghana wanted to protect his people from the foreigners. He was concerned about invasion. No one knew the people and if they would be honest traders. In order to counteract this, he set up a new trader's tax. The three kingdoms that controlled the route were Ghana, Mali, and Songhai. This trading brought great wealth to all three of the countries. The trade route influenced change in the economy, foods, foreign products, and education. It also brought religion, religious traditions, and disease. Despite the impact this fantastic trade route had in history and in the world, the countries of West Africa today are not as well off or as prosperous as they were back then. The year is 1054. This was the year that Christianity split into two branches, Orthodox and Catholic. The split was formalized when the spiritual leaders of the two competing branches excommunicated each other and their respective churches. The split was the result of years of downhill spiral of relations between the two branches of church. Things especially went downhill when Pope Leo III crowned Charlemagne, who was king of the Franks, as Holy Roman Empire. This angered the Byzantine Empire because it made their emperor redundant. Moreover, the move was a slight to the Byzantine Empire, which after Rome fell in 476, had withstood barbaric invasions and upheld the faith for centuries. The Great Schism split Christianity into two competing branches, one in the east, based in Byzantium, and the other in the west, based in Rome. For this reason, it also referred to as the East-West Schism. One of the main differences between the different branches of the church was the use of idols. Eastern Orthodox Christianity did not support the belief of idols and symbolism for God, while Roman Catholic did. There were also disputes over whether the authority of the Pope, the spiritual leader in Rome, extended to patriarchs, religious leaders, and religious leaders in the East. Mutual excommunications had happened before, but had never ended in permanent schisms. Early hopes to mend the rift faded as time went on. In particular, the Greeks were outraged by Latin capture of Constantinople in 1204. Western pleas for reunion were rejected by the Byzantines. More than 900 years later, in 1965, Pope Paul IV and Patriarch Athanagios I of Constantinople removed the mutual excommunications, but the two branches of Christianity remain split today. In today's day and age, Catholicism is the single largest Christian denomination with more than a billion followers around the world. Most of them are Roman Catholic, the Eastern Rite Catholic, who follow Eastern rites but are under the Holy See, include the Byzantine and Ukrainian Greek Catholics. Among others, there are Maronite, Coptic, and Chaldean Catholic churches. Eastern Orthodoxy is the second largest Christian denomination with more than 200 million followers. Most under the Moscow Patriarch. Aside from the Russian Church, other Eastern Orthodox branches include the Ruthenian, Ukrainian, Melkite, Romanian, and Italo-Albanian Byzantine churches. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Thank you for all the support you guys give the episode. The podcast. Next podcast, we will be talking about Indus River Valley civilizations, Chinese dynasties, and even a little bit about ancient Greece. So make sure to check us out when that happens on the next episode.